Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a homicide after a male body was found in the roadway in the Manila area this morning. Around 2 o'clock, deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery, and deputies located the body of 20-year-old Tyson Claros between the south end of Peninsula Drive and Pacific Avenue in Manila. Claros had multiple gunshot wounds and he was transported to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. The investigation into the circumstances leading up to Claros' death is ongoing, and to this point no suspects have been located or identified. It's the 21st homicide recorded in the county in 2016. The Eureka Police Department is investigating the death of an 18-year-old woman whose body was found at a residence in the 300 block of P Street in Eureka on Friday. Roommates of the victim found the body inside of the residence, which houses more than 20 people, and Eureka officers along with investigators from the county DA's office responded to the area and determined that the death was suspicious in nature. The victim was identified this afternoon as 18-year-old Janico Lee Suazo. Dan Squire also has news from the Eureka Police Department.
On Friday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department issued a be on the lookout for a mother and daughter in what was initially considered an incident of parental abduction in Eureka. Police initially believed that the mother, Nadine Schifano, had taken 10-year-old Mackenzie Fleek from her Dolbear Street home without permission. Eureka police issued a call to the community to keep an eye out for Schifano's car and for her and the girl. By Sunday morning, however, police had provided an update and canceled the bolo and reported that the girl was out of state on a trip with her father and that Schifano was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Thank you, Dan. For residents traveling through and out of Eureka, you are reminded that construction work will take place at the intersection of Harrison and Booner tomorrow. Controlled traffic and lane closures will be in effect and motorists should anticipate short delays. Road work will run from 8:30 tomorrow morning until 5:30. For motorists traveling on Highway 299 near Big French Creek, a section of the roadway will remain closed after a second slide this afternoon caused considerable damage. Initially, Caltrans crews expected the closure to last a few hours, but officials now say that the closure could go until next week. Highway 101 in Mendocino County near Piercy is still closed due to a landslide that came down on the highway on Saturday. An emergency contract has been issued and crews are currently clearing several thousand cubic yards of slide material. Traffic is currently being detoured to Route 271. The KEKA Christmas Truckers Parade took place on Saturday night as dozens of decorated vehicles rolled through Eureka, with the proceeds from this year's parade going towards the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. The trucks were judged in two categories, large truck and small truck, and taking home first in the large truck category was Santa's Delight from the Humboldt Community Services Division. In the small truck category, it was the Kerwitz Family Sleigh taking home top honors. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back. After this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A woman was arrested and a male suspect remains at large following a burglary in Covelo on Sunday morning. Mendocino deputies received a call from a Fish and Wildlife peace officer that he was very close to the burglary in progress, and the peace officer contacted the property owner inside of the home on Grain Street. The suspects were heard rummaging through a storage shed behind the house, and one of the suspects sprayed the sliding glass door of the house with a fire extinguisher so they could flee on foot. The peace officer gave chase and the male suspect, identified as 22-year-old David Joaquin, was able to elude the officer. However, the officer caught up to 22-year-old Josepha Becerdo. Becerdo resisted, spraying the officer with a fire extinguisher, but she was subdued after the officer deployed a taser. Becerdo was booked into county jail on various charges including burglary and assault with a deadly weapon, and Joaquin remains at large. Arcata police received help from county law enforcement agencies following a high-speed pursuit that ended near Scotia early Friday morning. Arcata police initially responded to the Super 8 Motel in Valley West and learned that a woman who was in the room with a suspect named Wesley Nance was robbed at gunpoint by two of Nance's friends, and all three men fled the scene. They led police on a vehicle pursuit south through Eureka until police ran them down on Highway 101. Nance was arrested along with Richard Valdez of Sacramento, and both were booked for armed robbery. The third suspect was not in the vehicle and has not been identified. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.